This is Akashvani, the news read by Apu Gapak. President Draupadi Murmu today said agriculture is key to India's goal of becoming a developed nation by 2047. She highlighted India's potential to further boost agricultural production due to its favorable climate, skilled workforce, fertile land and advanced technologies. President Murmu was speaking at the 40th convocation ceremony of Odisha University of Agriculture and Technology in Bhubaneswar today. The president called upon agricultural scientists to develop new strategies to protect farmers from challenges like natural disasters, climate change, and misuse of resources. She emphasized using the latest technologies such as drones, remote sensing, artificial intelligence, and nanotech to support agriculture. She stressed the need to focus on soil health, environmental conservation, and resource management. On the occasion, the president congratulated girls for outperforming boys and receiving the gold medals at the convocation. Senior BJP leader Devendra Fadnavis will be sworn in as Chief Minister of Maharashtra for the third time this evening. The BJP-led Mahayuti coalition has registered a landslide victory, securing 230 out of 288 seats in the recently held assembly polls. The coalition comprises BJP, Shiv Sena and Nationalist Congress Party. A grand swearing-in ceremony has been organized at Mumbai's Azad Maidan, where Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan will administer the oath of office and secrecy to Devendra Fadnavis and other cabinet ministers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, senior union ministers, governors, chief minister of NDA ruled states, party officials and leaders of Mahayuti are scheduled to attend the ceremony. Elaborate arrangements are being made for the swearing-in ceremony as a large number of attendees are expected. Russian President Vladimir Putin has lauded the Prime Minister Narendra Modi-led central government for its efforts in creating stable conditions for small and medium-sized entrepreneurs, SMEs, in India. Addressing an investment forum in Moscow yesterday, Putin highlighted India's economic initiatives, particularly the Make in India initiative, while drawing its similarities with Russia's import substitution program. President Putin noted that India's leadership focused on a policy of prioritizing its interests and expressed Russia's readiness to establish manufacturing operations in India. The Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, has commenced the countdown for the launch of the European Space Agency's Proba 3 spacecraft this afternoon. The PSLV C-59 launch vehicle will carry the Proba 3 mission satellites into a highly elliptical orbit. It is an ambitious space venture aimed at studying the sun's corona. This mission had originally been planned for yesterday but was postponed due to an anomaly detected in the Proba 3 spacecraft. Proba 3 is an orbit demonstration mission of the European Space Agency. This is a dedicated commercial mission of New Space India Limited, the commercial arm of ISRO. Proba 3 consists of two spacecraft which will be launched together in a stacked configuration. The mission will demonstrate new technologies for precise satellite positioning, formation flying, acquisition and proximity operations. The two satellites, Coronagraph spacecraft and Occulter spacecraft, will be aligned at a 150-meter distance to allow continuous observation of the sun's faint corona for scientific research. The French government has collapsed after losing a no-confidence vote, trusting the Eurozone's second-largest economy further into political crisis. Lawmakers of both left and right wings joined forces to oust Prime Minister Michel Barnier's government. With this, Michel Barnier became the first Prime Minister to be ousted by Parliament in over six decades. Barnier is likely to tender his resignation and that of his government to President Emmanuel Macron today, making his minority government's tenure the shortest-lived France's Fifth Republic beginning in 1958. President Macron is also scheduled to address the nation this evening. India today said that its policy towards Palestine has been long-standing and it has always supported a negotiated two-state solution towards establishment of a sovereign, independent and viable state of Palestine within secure and recognized borders, living side by side in peace with Israel. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.